Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. And if you want to be part of the program, you can call 877-726-8255. If you're listening to a live broadcast, you can call right in. Or alternatively, you can call anytime during the week. And we just garner some really great questions when thoughtful people during the week come up with health concerns. And they say, well, let me run it by Dr. Hoffman on Intelligent Medicine. And so we've got some recorded calls. And so let's hear one of those right now.
Why does no one recognize Morgellons disease? My wife's been suffering with this for years now, and she's following up on everything you can find on the internet. And yet the CDC and the medical field does not acknowledge it. Thank you.
Okay, this is really an interesting question because Morgellons disease is highly controversial. And it's a little bit like this Havana syndrome. You know, Havana syndrome was reported by people in the Foreign Service and stationed overseas who reported hearing high-frequency sounds and then developing brain problems. And it is a controversial diagnosis because some people say, oh, there are some distinct changes in the brains of these people who are incapacitated after this potential electronic attack. It's thought that some foreign entity is directing high-frequency microwaves or electromagnetic waves in a targeted attack on American Foreign Service personnel. And there's some people who are like disabled, just debilitated. They're dizzy. They have cognitive problems. And it is claimed that they have distinct changes in their brain. But some studies have whitewashed that and have said, there's nothing to see here. This is a psychosomatic disease. It's kind of an imagined condition. And there are psychosomatic diseases. I mean, clearly, there are instances where, young girls in a school, sometimes they all become sick, nauseous, they're throwing up. And it turns out that it's a social contagion. It's something that, is a psychosomatic transmitted, not really a disease, but, something that is there by suggestion. So, Morgellons, its diagnosis, or its definition is people who experience itchy skin and rashes where they sometimes see little tiny fibers coming out of their skin. And that sounds, kind of objective, right? You actually see these little tiny fibers, and the fibers are thought to be the result of some sort of parasite that infests the skin. And indeed, there, you know, there's precedent for that. There are different types of, you know, things like scabies that can affect the skin. And these are easily diagnosed. When you look under the microscope, you can see the little tiny organisms that cause this. But in Mercolon's, the evidence is a little sketchy. You know, sometimes they say, well, yeah, you brought us, and I've actually had patients bring me this. They take a little, have a little plastic baggie, and they bring in some material that looks like a fiber or looks like a piece of skin, and they say, here it is. Here's the culprit thing that's causing all my problems. But on analysis, sometimes it just doesn't pan out that it really is something other than a stray fiber or a hair that is causing the problem. So what has ended up happening is that Morgellons has now been officially deemed delusional parasitosis. And I'm reading here from the Mayo Clinic. And what they say is, delusional parasitosis is a condition in which a person has a fixed, false belief that they're infected by an organism despite evaluation not showing an infection to be present. This is also called delusional infestation. Morgellons disease is a form of delusional parasitosis. And they say people typically report skin rashes or sores that can cause intense itching, crawling sensations on or under the skin, often compared with insects moving, stinging, or biting, a belief that fibers, threads, or black stringy material is in and on the skin and that is like exuded from the skin. And it's also often associated with, it ruins the lives of people who have Morgellons and is associated with depression and anxiety, which makes some doctors attribute it to it's just all in your head. And I don't have a read on this. I got to say, this is a perplexing condition. And I think the evidence is a little sketchy as to whether it is a real organic illness. And there's also the phenomenon by which when people have an itch or a skin discomfort, they itch their skin. And what dermatologists refer to this as an id reaction. And, you know, this is familiar to many of us who have mosquito bites. What I used to do is, you know, mosquito bite, I itch it, scratch it. And what I try to do now is I try to kind of sit on my hands, like don't touch it, because the more you touch it, the more you will bring about a mechanical irritation, which increases the inflammation discomfort. And there are people who literally have a complete, you know, body-wide inflammation due to picking and scratching at skin itches. This is really, you know, commonly called an id reaction, ID. So, yeah, the verdict is out on that. I don't know what to say. I think it is a very challenging condition, and we're not entirely sure about whether it's real or whether it's merely psychosomatic. This item, if you were to get just three tests to determine your cardiovascular risk, what would they be? And the author of the study is Paul Ridker, who has brought to our attention the fact that inflammation is a big factor in cardiovascular disease. And by means of a test called an HSCRP, we can actually increase the accuracy or prediction of cardiovascular disease. Now, these days, it's all about the LDL cholesterol. You know, if the LDL is high, we got to lower it, you know, go on a statin. But what we really should be doing is looking at not just one risk factor, but looking at a combination of risk factors. And you can look at a million things. And I've written articles about all the things you can do, you know, 10, 12, 15 different things you can check to see if you have high cardiovascular risk. But let's say you want to focus on the three most important. Ridker's thing is HSCRP. And actually, it's been proposed that even people who have high cholesterol, who lower their cholesterol with statin drugs, have what's called residual risk if they don't fix their HSCRP, because merely lowering cholesterol might reduce their risk by 10%. But if you've got a high HSCRP reflecting a lot of inflammation, well, you still very likely to get a heart attack or a stroke. So there's actually a newly approved drug. It's actually a very ancient drug, colchicine. Colchicine was written about in the hieroglyphics of the ancient Egyptians as a medication. It's an anti-inflammatory medication. And colchicine has now been approved for lowering hsCRP. So there actually is something we can do about it. We can go on an anti-inflammatory diet, lose weight, obesity is associated with inflammation, lack of exercise, etc. But if you were to pick three tests, what would they be? Okay, big study. 30-year cardiovascular outcomes in women. The study was of 30 years duration. They started looking at 28,000 initially healthy U.S. women, and they were followed for 30 years. And they had three things checked. LDL cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and hsCRP, high-sensitivity C-reactive protein. And what they found was that was one of the best predictors, you know, looking at all three together, because each one added to risk, you know. But if you had just one and you didn't have the others, your risk wasn't that great. If you had two out of three, higher risk. If you had three out of three, that's the trifecta. That increases your risk. These are the things that we need to check. Now, we can't do a lot about LP little a yet, but drugs are in the pipeline for fixing LP little a. So a three-pronged approach, fixing LDL, fixing hsCRP, and fixing LP little a, could make a real dent in our statistics for cardiovascular disease, which remain, let's keep in mind, the number one killer of both men and women, heart disease and stroke. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And we have a recorded question, so let's hear it.
Hi, I have a pain in my stomach that seems to occur after eating. What do you recommend I do?
Okay, this is a really interesting question because it's actually one of the first things that doctors learn to diagnose. And there's actually an entire book, which was, it's a classic book, And it was written for surgeons and internists, and it's something that we studied in medical school and in residency. And it's, I think it's entitled Cope's Book of Abdominal Pain, something along those lines. And there's a guy named Cope who, I guess in the early 20th century, came up with a scheme. It's kind of an algorithm. In other words, you go through kind of a checklist of different factors that have to do with abdominal pain, and that helps you come to some proposed diagnoses. So, number one, location, right? You know, if it's in the upper right quadrant under your right rib cage, you know, maybe it's about liver or gallbladder. And if it's, you know, down further on the right, maybe it's appendicitis. And if it's up, you know, right around under your breastbone, maybe it's esophagitis or, you know, GERD, reflux, heartburn. And if it's a little bit towards the left, it's likely to be stomach. And it also is like the reaction to eating. You know, what you said is like when you eat, it's worse. So typically an ulcer gets better when you eat often, unless you eat, you know, red hot chili peppers or something like that, something very caustic to the stomach. So, and then there's, you know, irritable bowel syndrome, you know, some form of, you know, cramping in your intestines, which is usually felt, you know, around your belly button or below. So, you know, I would sit down with you and I would go through a bunch of these factors. I would kind of poke around your abdomen. And then we need to do some imaging studies, right? You know, we need to, like, take a look. And, you know, the ultimate study these days is a CT scan. You can also do an MRI. CT scan can accurately diagnose appendicitis. And so we have these techniques. Now, you know, simple measure to undertake, if it's mild pain, you know, it's not like dangerous, like, oh my goodness, what do you have? You have a bleeding ulcer, you have cancer, is to, you know, modify your diet. You know, just do a trial of dietary change. And I would want to sit down with you and see, you know, what are you eating? You know, and maybe, you know, go on a GERD diet, you know, which is a diet that helps to reduce triggers for reflux. Or maybe a low FODMAP diet, you know, if it's lower down and we think it's an intestinal problem. Maybe you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth. So we put you on a low FODMAP diet and you get better. It's all good. We don't have to send you for fancy schmancy studies, expose you to radiation and so on. Or, you know, ultimately, you know, do an upper endoscopy. Look down from above or do a colonoscopy from below. Ultimately, you know, sometimes abdominal pain signals the need for some of these things because bad stuff can happen sometimes, especially if the pain is chronic and worsening in its pattern. So there you have it. You know, with the information that you provide, it's a little hard to give you an answer. But this is kind of like the way we doctors think about abdominal pain. You know, it's kind of we take a systematic approach to it and break it down. It's really kind of fun. So it's like detective work. And it's one of the things I enjoy about medicine. 877-726-8255 are a number. And you've heard of toxic tampons. We did a story about that before. There's a lawsuit right now. It's a lawsuit against the company that makes Trojan condoms. The lawsuit claims that Trojan condoms contain forever chemicals. These are polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS compounds. Testing of the Trojan ultra-thin condoms found a presence of organic fluorine, which is a signature for PFAS chemicals. So the lawsuit is underway, and you want to sign up for the lawsuit because you think you've been exposed to PFAS chemicals via Trojan. It's also the woman who's at risk here too, right? So yeah, that is a concern. Toxic condoms. 877-726-8255 our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And our number 877-726-8255. And that's the number where, you know, jot it down because you got a question. Maybe you can't figure something out. I mean, the internet is a great resource, but maybe you want my interpretation of what's going on because, you know, a lot of the information on the internet is biased towards medical orthodoxy, and I am a bit of a maverick. I will take an independent position on some of these issues. So run it by me, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's hear one of our recorded questions.
I have a question regarding a news article that I read today about a new study. It's put out by the Medical News Today regarding six potentially toxic botanical products, referring to ashwagandha, black cohosh, green tea extract, red yeast, rice, turmeric, or curcumin. The article stating that its botanicals could be hazardous, or like studies are showing that could be damaging the liver. I was just curious if you had seen this article from the Medical News Today. I regularly take some of these items, ashwagandha being one of them, green tea extract, red yeast, and sometimes turmeric. I just was wondering if you'd seen this article, if you knew anything about it.
Okay, yeah, indeed I do. You know, I saw it. And so let's do a little damage control on that because I have a distinct opinion on it. First of all, you know, articles have appeared and they've been sort of, you know, journalism is in a state where I don't think people are doing their homework. They basically copy headlines or press releases and then disseminate them widely without really drilling down and looking at the studies that they're based on. So this was based on a study which says that six popular herbal supplements are linked to potential liver risks. That's one of the headlines. Researchers at the University of Michigan report that an estimated 15.6 million U.S. adults, or 5%, have taken at least one herbal supplement in the last 30 days that might be damaging to their liver. Yikes! Among the supplements studied are ashwagandha, green tea extract, turmeric, or curcumin. And I take all of those. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I'm going to kill my liver. So they did a big study. They did a big survey. And so I said, yeah, let's wait a couple of days and, you know, hear what some of the experts are saying about this. And one of the authoritative sources on herbs, they're very, very responsible. They're not, you know, lackadaisical about the potential for herbal toxicity. In fact, they have a program to evaluate herbs for safety, tolerability, and adulteration. It's the ABC, the American Botanical Council. And we've interviewed Mark Blumenthal, who founded ABC many years ago. It's a great organization. And so what they say here is that the paper generated coverage in various media outlets with misleading and even alarmist headlines, such as some that I just read you. Botanicals like turmeric green tea are harming Americans' livers, and that more than 15 million U.S. adults consume them with liver-harming potential, et cetera, et cetera. So here's the thing. The American Botanical Council notes that the number of case reports for each of these six botanicals included are very small compared to the estimated number of people using these supplements. So there are tens and tens of millions of people using these supplements. For example, there were 23 global cases of liver injury associated with ashwagandha based on a review published in 2023, only eight of which occurred in the United States. That's over a period of 10 years. And there have got to be well over a million U.S. users of ashwagandha. So these case reports not only include dietary supplements, but also, you know, maybe products that are a little sketchy, like syrups and powders of unclear compositions from unbranded producers selling at local markets in India. So it's, you know, we don't know the quality of these products. We don't know, you know, some of this is based on international information where the quality control is less than it is for the United States. So the article also mentions the percentage of liver injury associated with herbal dietary supplements has increased from 7% to 20%, according to data. However, the authors do not report that the overall number, you know, it looks scary, 7% to 20%, but the overall number was only 136, including 45 cases linked to bodybuilding products, many of which were found to contain illegal anabolic steroids, masquerading as herbal dietary supplements. So, you know, it sounds kind of like a hatchet job, right? Because the authors conclude that there's no regulation, that we need more regulation. There's kind of an agenda behind this. They want more government regulation of herbal supplements. And that would push a lot of the innovative companies out of business because they can't afford to produce herbal supplements the way we produce drugs with studies that cost hundreds of millions of dollars to get the medications approved. Consider the ABC says that the actual total number of patients that experienced liver damage from these supplements was 136 over 10 years. That's 14 patients per year. 14 patients per year. There's a little sleight of hand here because they also estimate that the U.S. population is more than what it actually is. And so the number, according to the census, is 256 million in 2020. They use a number of 330 million. And so there's a lot of sleight of hand, and I think, frankly, bias and maybe outright chicanery in a study. One of the experts at the ABC, who's the chief science officer there, Dr. Stefan Gaffner, says, quote, "In my opinion, the main issue is that the paper implies that 15 million U.S. adults are exposed to potentially hepatotoxic botanicals. This sounds like a huge problem, even if the actual risk of liver injury from the six botanicals in question is extremely low." So there you have it. And, you know, also when it comes to liver injury, when people get liver problems, it's usually not from a single source. Often many people have metabolic liver disease. They have vulnerability to liver problems. Maybe they're drinking a lot of alcohol. Maybe they're taking medications that affect the liver. Commonly, almost it's an accepted fact that statin drugs have negative effects on the liver. So maybe a combination of drugs and poor diet, and then they're taking a supplement, and then their liver function goes out of kilter, and they attribute it to the supplement and not to the all the other things that the people are doing. So I would relatively discount this alarmist report, but, you know, only on outlets like this will you hear kind of a contra view on studies like this, and that's one of the reasons why you're probably listening to Intelligent Medicine. All right, this item. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. Now, I've been looking at collagen supplements for a while. They've been on my radar screen. And I've looked at the science, and I think it's plausible. And now, I'm recommending a collagen supplement called Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain, and if you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. So for more information and order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. Or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive multi-collagen protein. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. You know, I've heard quercetin is good for hay fever, allergic rhinitis. And we tend to think of quercetin as a natural antihistamine, but it's more than that. Here's a study, and it's an animal study, but it looks at the ways in which quercetin helps with nasal congestion, sneezing, and inflammation. And it turns out it is not just an antihistamine. It's also anti-inflammatory. It reduces mucosal thickening. It reduces glandular hyperplasia, which is that chronic overproduction of mucus. And, you know, there's a lot of science in here, so I'm going to skip, you know, the enumeration of all the inflammatory cytokines that quercetin reduces, like, you know, IL-6 and IL-4 and IL-1 beta, but a big study supporting the use of quercetin for chronic rhinosinusitis by reducing, not just as an antihistamine, but by reducing nasal mucosal inflammation. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30
for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And despite the onslaught by the media and orthodox medicine, there is an uptick in the sale of U.S. herbal supplements. And I think that's part of the reason why they produce these alarmist articles, because they're angry, they're jealous that the supplement industry is thriving. According to the self-same American Botanical Council, after a slight dip in 2022, which was the first in 20 years, because it's like an upward trajectory, up, 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 up. And then 2022, there was a bit of a lag. I don't know, maybe it was COVID, who knows. Sales of herbal supplements increased by 4.4% in 2023 to reach an estimated, get this, $12.55 billion. And this is an evidence that Americans are taking their self-care seriously. And let's take a look at some of the top sellers, okay? This is to be expected. Despite a 28% decrease in sales year on year, elderberry maintained the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Because people, you know, elderberry has been demonstrated to be helpful for viral illnesses, respiratory illnesses. So it was a big favorite during COVID. And people are less fixated on COVID these days. So there's, you know, 28% decrease compared to last year. But they're still the number two spot with almost $177 million in sales. Rounding out the top five were turmeric, which is kind of a Swiss Army knife thing. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, good for the brain. $133 million in sales. Ashwagandha, $120 million in sales. And, yeah, I'm not sure why this is. Apple cider vinegar was $101 million. And, you know, I guess apple cider vinegar is considered to be helpful possibly for weight loss, blood sugar. A new hit, highest growth in the mainstream channel came from beetroot. Beetroot, helpful for improving nitric oxide, up 108% from 2022. That makes it number eight on the list, $65 million in sales. Six other ingredients on the top 40 list had sales increases greater than 20%. Wheatgrass, barley grass, 104% growth. Bacopa, which is kind of a focus factor type thing for brain health. Cinnamon, 53% increase. Blood sugar, obviously. Ginkgo for brain. And guarana. That's kind of a stimulant, you know, kind of caffeine-like substance. So only three ingredients had significant sales decreases. Ivy leaf, I don't know who takes that. Elderberry, well, because COVID is passé. And CBD actually declined because there was like a big gold rush on CBD and some of the market is shaken out a little bit for CBD. Berberine was big. Results for berberine, the highest sales growth in the natural channel came from barberry, which is source of berberine. So, you know, others that were popular, mushrooms, milk thistle, black cumin, kava, quercetin became a little less popular, with a sales decline of 20%, but it's still, you know, an excellent supplement. Helpful for nasal congestion, allergies, and there are many other purposes. So there you have it. All right. This is kind of scary. You know, North Korea sends up balloons with garbage to harass its neighbors in South Korea, dumping garbage in, you know, across the border. Headline, microorganisms can travel long distances in the troposphere, which is the high levels of the atmosphere. The study done in Japan, they found that all kinds of harmful microorganisms that originated in China could travel between 1,000 and 3,000 meters above Japan and travel hundreds and even thousands of miles. So if you have, say, pig farms in China where there's indiscriminate use of antibiotics creating hardy antibiotic-resistant organisms, they can actually travel in the atmosphere and be deposited in China. So be careful about your neighbors. Among the things found, E. coli, Clostridium difficile, Actinobacter, staph, were identified, as well as fungal things like Candida, capable of causing diseases, and many of them were resistant to commonly used antibiotics. They can travel thousands of kilometers. So, you know, even if a country has, you know, kind of clean standards, you have to be careful about their neighbors. And Japan is concerned about, and the airflow is predominantly eastward from the Chinese mainland across the Sea of Japan to Japan. And potentially, this is dumping a lot of potentially harmful microorganisms on Japan, in spite of the fact that they try to maintain clean air, water, and soil. So, scary study. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us. We've got lots available for you. Your all-purpose website for information is drhoffman.com, where you can find podcasts. You can also find great articles. You can subscribe to our newsletter, and it'll come to your inbox weekly with interesting subjects that will help you become a better listener to Intelligent Medicine. Also, don't forget to shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Fast free shipping. These supplements, many of which are very hard to find elsewhere, and they're the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself, drhoffmanstore.com. And remember that number, 877-268-8255. That number available to you 24/7, 365. And that's where we get questions for our program. Also, you can email your questions to Q&A with Layla, questions at drhoffman.com. That's a weekly feature where we answer questions that we receive by email. So have yourself a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.